Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 28 through 37. And the scriptures read as follows. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, he was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, whom was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we greet you this morning in the wonderful name of Jesus. We love you and we adore you, Lord, and we thank you for being the promise keeper, the lover of our souls, and the lifter of our heads. You are our sustainer, and we thank you for the breath of life that is flowing in us right now. God, we praise you that we are not delusional, but we have a sound mind. We thank you for help, strength, and even things that you do for us that we don't recognize. We declare this morning that you cover us on every side, and you are intimately involved with the details of our lives. God, your mercy endures forever, and your peace surpasses all understanding. As we lift up our voices in prayer, we realize that someone transitioned from time into eternity last night. But in your mercy, God, you allowed us to have sweet rest, and you restored us for another day of purpose in your presence. So we pause at the breaking of this day to thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We appreciate you, Lord, and we want to experience you today as we worship you in the beauty of holiness. We thank you for your purpose that is still unfolding in our lives. God, you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. So we magnify your name, and we declare your majesty in this sacred time of prayer and worship. Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We praise you regardless of what may be challenging us today. We praise you, Lord, because you are kind and you are faithful. It is because of you that our troubles don't last. Whatever trouble may exist in our lives, it has not come to stay, but it has come to pass. God, you are with us at all times, and we declare victory, righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. We decree that you are well able, Lord, and you give us strength for the journey. God, we are thankful that we can count on you. We can't count on this world system or some people. But God, we confess that you are faithful and you are consistent. You are our shepherd. Our declaration of faith is that all the glory belongs to you, God. You're able, through your mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or think. As we press in your presence during the season of miracles, we declare that nothing is too hard for you. So we cast our cares upon you. For with you, God, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And we avail ourselves to your will. Holy Father, we believe by faith that you are pouring out blessings right now. Even as we pray, God, you're moving in the atmosphere. We don't pray in vain, but we pray faith-filled, purpose-filled prayers that, God, you hear because we're praying from the Spirit of the living God within us, and we agree with heaven this morning. We thank you, Lord, for giving us new strength and for increasing our faith as you show yourself strong and mighty over and over again. Holy Father, we thank you for sending Jesus so that we can live in victory, knowing that each day in your presence is a miracle. We receive your gift of love today, and we confess that we have everlasting life and a divine assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God, we praise you for fulfilling a promise that you made in eternity past to restore us to your family through your love and peace. You sent the angel to declare, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." We simply confess today that Jesus is Lord to your glory, God, and we are grateful that you are mindful of us. We pray for wisdom to understand your favor and your love toward us. God, help us to get a perception by faith in the inner man of how you really see us, so we can walk in the presence of all men to be the image of Jesus Christ. As we anticipate the great things that you are doing for us, we ask that you show us by the power of the Holy Spirit visions of things to come. And even though our circumstances and our conditions may not fully look like the vision right now, we know that the vision is for an appointed time, and at the end, it will speak and it won't lie. So we hold on and claim the vision by faith. Father, thank you for all the things that you do for us, and we thank you that all things are possible because of Jesus. Lord, we believe that you place greatness within us. So we lay aside the weight and any negative conversation that does not agree with our identity in you. We decree and declare today that it is Christ in us who is our hope of glory. We're grateful for the resurrection power that we have because of Jesus. Lord, we pray that dreams, visions, and help from your sanctuary will manifest today in the name of Jesus. Even those dreams which have been deferred or delayed, we call them forth into manifestation in this season of miracles in the name of Jesus. For every person who may feel barren in their imagination, in their mind, in their spirit, or in their body, we call them fruitful in the name of Jesus, because this is the season of miracles. And just as the Holy Spirit hovered over Mary and filled her with that which is precious to bring forth a miracle into the earth, we thank you, Holy Spirit, even now, as you hover over us and as you fill us with the glory of God, that the world may know that you sent Jesus Christ. God, we declare that today is a day of miracles, and it's not too early or too late for your greatness to be revealed in our lives. Just as you favored Mary at a young age and Elizabeth when she was older, Lord, favor us today with miracles and reveal your purpose in our lives, which cannot be denied or detained. We declare that you stand watch over your word, and you cause the supernatural to happen suddenly. Lord, your power and your wisdom supersede and prevail against the natural mind of man. So we thank you for your order, your peace, your power, and authority to walk in ways that please you, God. Lord, thank you for wisdom to understand that each person is a miracle and evidence of your grace. Even when people misbehave, Lord, give us a heart to pray for them so they can have your heart. Lord, we remember that when we deserve to be judged, you had mercy on us. So help us to love and, Father, to appreciate the gift that you gave to this world, your only begotten Son. So we pause this morning to praise you for loving us so unconditionally. God, you gave us a gift and a Savior who keeps on giving. So we praise you according to your word, and we declare, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mild things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. Father, we declare this morning that we are the redeemed, and we bless your name this morning because you gave us the gift of love that cost you. You gave us your Son as a seed to make humanity your family. We honor you, Holy Father, for your great sacrifice, and we praise you for our salvation that we have in you through Jesus Christ. And God, we honor our Lord and Savior by not taking our salvation or shed blood in vain. So, Holy Father, we thank you that the life that we have in you, God, is through Jesus Christ. You embraced us and you welcomed us to your table of graces. Join us with Christ. And our confession of faith today is that we have tasted your goodness. And God, we bless your holy name. We are thankful, Lord, that you have not always, Father, that you have always desired to be with us. We have not always desired to be with you. But while we were yet sinners, you sent Christ to die for us. So we thank you for loving us, Father, even when we didn't deserve to be loved. We praise you this morning for the covenant relationship that we have with you. You sent the Holy Spirit to seal us until the day of redemption, but you first sent Emmanuel, God with us, to pay a price that we could not pay and to give his life for a debt that he did not owe. So we praise you today for the finished work of Jesus Christ. When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," life began for all who believe that Jesus is Lord to your glory. So we rejoice today, Lord, and we call you holy. You are merciful and mighty, and we give you praise. God, we praise you because you cover the mind of the saints. And we ask that you cover us during this season, God. Help us to focus on what's important, life in you, and the souls of humanity. We ask that you protect us from all harm and danger and blind us from the enemy. We rebuke the spirit of depression in this season because you sent joy to us through Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you get the glory in this season. Let love abide and let your peace reign in this world. Turn back every destructive plan of the enemy and every wicked scheme. And let those who have resisted you be saved during this season and as they surrender to your gift, God, that you sent to the world. Father, we pray a special blessing for the saints. Lord, help us to increasingly live and to be supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Help us, Father, to find joy and peace in the Holy Ghost as we daily fellowship with you and to realize that every second in your presence is a miracle. We thank you for the miracle, God, that we have eternal life right now. And we thank you for covenant relationship. And, Father, we have joy in you. We thank you that even as we pray, God, we pray and intercede for others, knowing that you're handling our personal situations as we take care of the things that are important to you. We pray for the sick and the shut-in and our troops who serve around the world. Bless their families that are here in the United States. Lord, this is a season of joy and peace, and we rejoice and lift up our Prince of Peace so he can draw all men and women into covenant relationship. We sing the message of joy today because the Lord has come, and now it's time for the whole earth to receive the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Father, as we leave this place of prayer, but never from your holy presence, we ask that you watch over us, and we thank you today, God, that your love is a banner over us. Give us our assignments for this day and empower us by the Holy Spirit to finish our work daily as we are faithful and attentive to the things that matter to the kingdom. God, we lay aside every dead work. We lay aside everything that's not pleasing to you. And God, we focus our eyes on what's important to the kingdom, that our lives may be living epistles to be read of men, not a mockery. So we ask that you shine the light on every area of our lives so that we can live holy and be holy before you. And God, we cast the devil out this morning, the influence of the devil, the subtle things that have come against our relationships, our worship with you. And God, we ask that you be glorified. And we ask that your power rule and reign in our minds, in our homes, in our areas of employment, in areas of our prosperity. And God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper because our King has come and we have joy in you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you and we bless you this morning and we seal this prayer in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Saints of God, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. And as a final note, I encourage you just to have joy. Christ within us, the Holy Spirit, is all we need because he has equipped us with all that we need, and he daily loads us with benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Our God is great. He's greatly to be praised, and we thank you. We thank you, God, for this time of worship and prayer, and we seek your face today, knowing that as we seek you, you're adding all things to us. Father, be glorified in Jesus' name. Bless your people. Bless your people this morning, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. We seal this prayer in faith. His saints be encouraged. Be encouraged in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive. not by sight. Amen, amen.